This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. Seriously. There's so much going on out there. There's so much. You can head up to the website where you can, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Lots happening up there. You can, you know, there are smarter people than I in the chat room. So if you get bored with me, you can always speak with them. It's always a lot of fun. And then if you want to get involved at the Facebook level, then you can go up to Facebook. I knew we have a live feed there. There's, it's not a chat room. It is a, what? It's just a live feed? What does video and you can talk to each other? Anyway, whatever. Tonight's kind of weird. First of all, we're going to talk later on in the show. We're going to talk about the bombings that are taking place. Oh, I mean, you're looking in Austin, right? You've got a FedEx plant that's or a FedEx delivery depot, whatever you want to call it, that is having to check everything. Because you got another nut job out there. I know some of you might be old enough, and you might not, but you might be old enough to remember what was that?
Unabomber.
The Unabomber, but can't remember his name. Whatever. But he was a whack. He had a manifesto though, so we knew he was nuts. We knew how nuts he was from day one. And now you've got somebody else. Some people say they don't want to. Let's not tie all these together yet. We don't know they're all the same. Well, okay, so maybe we don't know for sure, but they sure smell like it, don't they? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys do spend with us here. You know, we've done stories over the years. We've seen national failures and with Child Protective Services. Now, I put out that we were going to do a story tonight on Child Protective Services. I've actually got somebody coming on to talk about his plight. And my question is, or what I'm going to be looking at is, do they have too much power? Do they just have simply way too? Now, some will say, well, you know, we've got to do what we can do to protect our kids, which are the same people say we got to do what we can do to protect our kids, except have guns on campus. Right? So it really is interesting when you start looking at the failures of Child Protective Services. Now, I'm not going to paint with a broad brush and say they're all incompetent. None of them know what they're doing, because that's not true. They have a bureaucracy they have to deal with. But when you hear about the blatant or the blatantly fairly easily things that they can do to protect these children, you have to scratch your head. When they go into homes and they take kids away from parents that don't have any issues with violence, they just don't like the way they're disciplining the child or something like that, something along those lines. Some teacher in school decided they didn't like the way that the child was being disciplined at home, so they called Child Protective Services. But when you start looking at some of the issues they had, and report independent reports that have been done over the years show over and over and over again some of the same egregious issues and problems that Child Protective Services has and keeps committing. Now, a while back, Associated Press, they published a 110-page report that was put out on an investigation into hundreds and hundreds of children who died while in an abusive or neglectful home. And it was done in a plain view of Child Protective Services. They knew what was going on. They knew what the shortcomings were. And they still did nothing. And they can say, well, we didn't have the right to do it. We didn't have the power. Those people could do just about anything they want to do to protect the child. One writer says, our laws are weak. We don't invest in solution. Federal laws aren't enforced. And courts are turning their backs. This creates a real trifecta, you know, when it comes to neglect. Now, Amy Hartfield, she's a policy director at Children's Advocacy Institute at the University of San Diego. She wrote a report. She wrote her own report on this. Now, the AP, when they did their report, see if I can get this out fast enough, found that at least 786 children died of abuse and neglect over a six-year span, many of them beaten, starved, or left alone to drown. While agencies had good reasons to know that they were in danger, the figure represents the most comprehensive statistics publicly available. But the actual number who died, even as authorities were investigating their families, are kind of hard to get to because of the way they, you know, the way they mark these reports or submit the reports. Now, the federal government estimates an average of over 1,600 kids die a year from abuse or neglect, while Child Protective Services are overseeing the process. So I realize that the goal of Child Protective Services is great. I realize that why they went into effect was good reason. But when? When do we actually fix these things? This is what I was saying last night on the show. We put these laws and processes into place, and we never go back to check and see if they're actually doing what they were set out to do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, we're going to have a father on that's actually going through this situation and what's happening, and it's breaking his heart, and you and I will agree it's a problem. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID. RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We're going to talk about a lot tonight. Look, head up to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. There's a lot that you can get involved with. You know, before we move on to the topic, you know, we're hearing that another bomb may have gone off in Austin, Texas. And, you know, for those of you who cringe on words like this, start cringing, because our hearts and our prayers go out to those people, and we're hoping that the authorities can move quickly and find out who's doing this and that they get punished appropriately, plus, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Let me just bring my next guest on, because, you know, we have been friends or at least known each other for years, And I've watched Stacey through the years in the, you know, again, his fight for democracy, his fight for freedom, his fight for the love that he has for this country has always impressed me, and he's never backed down. And now he's in another fight that he's not going to back. Thank God he's not going to back down from either. First of all, Stacey, thanks for being with me.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you. It's been a while, but I have always enjoyed your show, and more than that, your friendship.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, so I opened up the show with, you know, we've done stories about Child Protective Services, and what I've said, in case some people are starting to tune in now, is not everybody at Child Protective Services are bad people. There's a lot of good people out there trying to do the right thing. Child Protective Services came into play for all the right reasons, but like bureaucracies go and right reasons go, sometimes they take a wrong turn and nobody ever cleans them up. And we've done stories on the show on a regular basis where either the power that they had was abused and or what was happening right in front of their faces, they couldn't see. And the federal government, not Joe Messina's numbers, but the federal government numbers say that over 1,600 kids die a year from abuse and neglect right under the noses of CPS in cases that they're overseeing. So we've got to get the message out. There has to be a checkpoint, and I don't know where that is right now. But first and foremost, I want people to know who you are and know what you're going through. So in short order, you can't take 30 minutes. Tell people who you are and what Stacey Schwipp is all about.
Well, Reverend Stacey Schwipp, I used to be, I met our friend Joe here for many years. I was a political activist. Tribe of the country advocating for our inalienable, our universal rights and all sorts of public policy areas, and decided to focus more on ministry after 2012, in which I had campaigned a little bit for Rick Santorum in the South. And so I'm all about basically the same thing that Joe is about, pro-family, God, country, and family. That's what I'm all about, my friend.
Yep. And he's willing to fight. See, this thing that impresses me about him, he's willing to fight. Well, now he's in another fight. I won't say for his life, but for his son's life. And Stacey's now dealing with some issues at CPS in the area that he lives in. Give us an overview of the story. And again, we'll get into detail in a few minutes. But let's start with painting a picture of what happened and where you're at now.
Well, I'll give you a quick bullet point to your listening audience, and thank you again for giving me this opportunity. Bottom line is, last year, last August the 25th, I took my son and had a hair follicle environmental exposure test administered to him because for some time he had been coming back to be smelling like marijuana, numerous minor cuts and injuries he had been suffering for some time and unexplained. And whenever I would ask his mother to tell me what was going on, she would say, "F you, it's none of his business." And it just got to be too much. And finally, when I became aware of what a hair follicle test is, I had him tested August 25th of last year. August 31st, the results came back that he had been positive for cocaine and marijuana exposure.
Wow.
Now, to your listening audience, he did not have it in his system, but fortunately, there are tests for children. He'll be 2 years old on the 28th of this month, so he was too little to use drugs, so it wasn't in his system, but there are other tests that help us determine if you've been around drugs. Now, mind you, folks, in order to test positive for hair follicle environmental exposure test, you have to pretty much be around this stuff every day. You have to be around it all the time.
And
you have to be around it for a long time.
Right. But for clarity, so people understand, this just simply means that he's in a room in an environment where these drugs are being used and used on a regular basis. I mean, it's not just a one-time shot, right?
That's exactly right. So, long story short, I called CPS on August the 31st of last year. I called the police department, and I called my family attorney. I'm thinking, okay, CPS has got to do something about this. And the next day, I get a call from CPS. They're opening up the case. Well, 30 days go by, and I didn't hear anything else from CPS, even though I kept texting the CPS specialist, Kelsey Cross. She became very agitated with me after I kept asking her this, you know, what's going on? But ironically, folk, She told me, and I had this recorded, and I have this in text. She told me, I'm going to ask this child's mother to let the child stay with you, Mr. Swimp, pending the end of the investigation. So I thought, okay, we're going to get this done, but yet she kept putting me off. Well, I reached out to Senator Rick Jones here, State Senator Rick Jones here in Michigan, State Representative Shane Hernandez here in Michigan, and I asked them to help me look into this after I first tried to get my own state representatives here who were very non-responsive. So I had to go outside of my district. And wow, they did so. DHS sent me a letter saying, Mr. Swimp, because Senator Jones and Representative Hernandez got in contact with us, we're going to do an administrative review on your case. So I'm excited. I'm like, all right, this is awesome. I'm thinking finally something's going to happen. This is early October of last year. Well, approximately a week and a half after I get this letter from CPS headquarters telling me that they're going to do an administrative review, I get a text to my phone from the CPS worker saying, Mr. Swimp, we're going to have a hearing today to remove Christian Swimp from you and his mother. I was totally blown away. Now, this is 1:30 in the afternoon, and they're telling me the hearing is at 2.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. Now, I know you're excited, but you got to slow down so people can kind of keep up, all right? So
okay.
Your son, when you find that there's an issue here, and what led you to believe that there was something going on that had his mother smoked dope in the past? Was there not something added to the environment? I mean, seriously, what caused you to be worried about her?
Combination of all of the above, combination of everything you just said. A, I was aware of the fact that she smoked marijuana before she got pregnant, and B, I was afraid that she went back to it around us. And I actually had that discussion with him, like, hey, you know what? You know, whatever you do, I can't stop it. You know, smoking the cigarettes, smoking marijuana. We had arguments about this stuff. I asked her, please, just don't do this in front of our son. Don't do this around our child.
Okay, you gotta hold that thought because I have to pay for the show. So we're going for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I want to pick up where we left off because I want people to be able to follow the events. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side with Joe Messina. Stacey Shrimp joins me. We're talking about whether CPS has too much power or not. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Joe Bucini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. I don't want to waste a lot of time because I want to make sure we get to the details of this case. I want you to know what's going on. And I hope this not only helps Stacy, but it helps others that are going through the same thing, may be going through the same thing, and teach you how to make sure that you've got all your, you know, I's dotted, your T's crossed, and that kind of thing, so that you can fight this. No child, when a state steps in especially, no child should be harmed because the state comes in to protect them. This is craziness, and it happens all over the country on a daily basis, and you need to keep exposing these kinds of things. Again, Stacy, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for giving me an opportunity.
Your son at this point, we were talking earlier because people don't understand some of the terminologies you're using, and some people are sitting there trying to figure out how they can make these things happen in their life. So you did the follicle test on the hair. You know, we were talking about the smoking, the marijuana, and how it wasn't just casual use. I mean, she and her environment, it's pretty heavy in these areas, is it not?
Yeah, you have to use this stuff around the child pretty much consistently, you know, every day in order for a child to test positive for environmental exposure, especially my son at the time was just barely over a year. So in order for a young person at that age to test positive, he has to be around it or she has to be around it all the time. And mind you, it was for exposure, not ingestion, but exposure.
Right.
And which is crazy. It's crazy people would actually leave narcotics or do narcotics such as marijuana, cocaine, around a small child like that.
Well, I've heard of, you know, even dads getting in trouble from secondhand smoke around kids. And here we're talking about marijuana, not tobacco. It's just amazing to me. So when this all first started happening, and cocaine.
Yes.
When this first started happening, all this started coming about, and you called Child Protective Services, how long did it take for them to respond to you?
Well, 24 hours, they got right back with me initially. But after that, then a month went by before they, you know, before a month and a half or so went by before I heard much else from them. And when they came back to me, they came back to me to take my son from me and his mother, supposedly. But the entire petition that was put before the court focused entirely on me. And get this, folks, they have what they call the guardian ad litem. This is somebody who the court appoints supposedly to represent the best interest of the child, yep. Supposed to be objective, you know. And this guardian ad litem never talked to me, never interviewed anybody that knows me. This guardian ad litem and the CPS workers spent all their time listening to the mother and her family and the propaganda and the lies. And the next thing I know, 2 weeks after they removed my son from me, just 2 weeks after that, then they came, brought me back to court, amended the petition, and told the judge, we now want to terminate Mr. Swift's parental rights altogether, and we want to give the child's mother the child back. We want to take this child and put him in the care of the drug, the one person in this situation who is an admitted drug abuser, along with a known drug dealer.
But what was that based on? I mean, they had to try to make a claim or some kind of claim on you.
They tried to claim that I failed a lie detector test because there was this detective who also was upset because another month and a half went by before I heard from the detective. So I went down to the police department and I said, listen, I have a right to press charges when somebody hurts my child. I want to know what's going on here. So the detective said, I tell you what, I want you to take a lie detector test. I said, I don't care. I have nothing to hide. Now, friends, listeners, they claimed I failed a polygraph test, but to this day, now mind you, this was October the 12th of last year, to this day, they have refused to produce in writing or the documents that I actually failed the test. They actually refused to give it to me. They refused to give it to my attorney. They refused to give it to the judge. In other words, I didn't fail it. I know I didn't. But on the basis of that alone, they decided to try to terminate my rights. A, that's not admissible in court, and B, under our state law, in order to terminate somebody's parental rights, that person has to sexually abuse that child. That person has to do something so egregious, it doesn't make sense to reunite that child. Or that person has to have been offered services. You see, that person has to, in other words, that person has to have been in the system for a while, offered services, counseling, therapy, whatever have you, and then that person must have failed to either do the services offered or failed at the services when they were doing the services. But my friends, I want you to know, I was never offered any kind of services by CPS at any given point, at any given time. They have never deemed me a threat to my child, ever. It's just out of the clear blue, suddenly in retaliation to my, to two people in our state elected office filing complaints or asking at least for this issue to be looked at by their headquarters, this CPS worker then wanted to have revenge upon me. She lied on and under oath. She falsified documents. She said on these documents that I – listen to this. She said Stacy Swimp poisoned his son, Christian Swimp. Now, folks, how can I do that? How can I poison my own child with cocaine and drugs when, in fact, I tested negative not only for drug usage, my friends, but I voluntarily took what's the same hair follicle exposure test that my son took, which demonstrates whether or not I've been around drugs consistently. I voluntarily took that test and came up negative on all counts. The mother refused to take it, and CPS refused to ask her to. They said they didn't want to know.
Right. Well, but back to what's going on at the baby mom's home right now is the person, there's another person living in that house. Tell us about the other person.
Well, according to the petitions, according to the two petitions I've seen in court, this is a gentleman who she used to be married to, and he went to prison for cocaine distribution.
Ah.
She divorced him while he was... Yeah, and look at this. She divorced him while he was in prison because he used to beat her. He used to beat her in front of her kids. He used to rape her. This is what she said to me. And so she divorced him because of the terrible abuse that that she claimed that she went through with this gentleman. He got out of prison, and the minute he gets out of prison, my son starts testing positive for cocaine. By the way, she starts driving in brand new cars, and she went from living in what we call subsidized housing to living as though she lives in Bel Air in terms of her lifestyle.
Right.
And it's just amazing. And so, I'm telling you, take a look at this now.
But yeah, here's what you have. So what you have going on is you've got somebody who, you know, every time the child goes over to her house, he comes back with traces of cocaine and marijuana. We have a boyfriend or current boyfriend living in the house that went to jail. Let's forget if we can for the moment about the beatings. But he went to jail for selling cocaine. So there's a connection there, if you see what I'm saying. All of a sudden, she's got extra money. She's got more money in pocket. She's driving better cars when he comes back into the picture. Hint, hint. You, on the other hand, you have no use of cocaine, no use of marijuana. You've tested clean each and every time. And they're talking about terminating your parental rights and putting that child in the hands of the mom, correct?
And a cocaine dealer.
Yes. Well, but ultimately,
yes, that's correct.
You're totally
that's
clean,
correct.
And they're talking about giving it, yeah. What does your attorney say? How does the attorney worked out in all of this?
I have a fantastic attorney, Jody Hemingway, and she has really been hammering away at the lies of the prosecutor. And I really just picked up this attorney about 30 days ago because I had already spent, you know, some $7,000-$8,000 in family court, and I had already exhausted so much money before I even got to that place.
Right.
So when I first had to deal with this petition, the first petition, I didn't have any more finances. I drained my finances, though I was still working. And so I had to accept a court-appointed attorney when they first took my son. And so, the court-appointed attorney didn't do anything for me. I had two court-appointed attorneys. I fired the first one, fired the second one, finally had enough money for working to finally hire the one I have. And so she's done a fantastic job. So much so, let me tell you, so much so that now the prosecuting attorney, y'all gonna love this, the prosecuting attorney has filed motions trying to keep from having to even answer our questions such as, show us your documents, show us your discoveries. What exactly do you have to substantiate what you're trying to say? Do you know the prosecutor is saying in writing in court, even went to the Court of Appeals today, saying he shouldn't have to answer these questions. He shouldn't have to show discovery. He shouldn't even have to prove he has probable cause. I can't make this up, folks. CPS is doing.
We got to go for a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what CPS has done, what kind of roadblocks they put in your way, and really what blatantly they've done to show you they're not willing to help you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Stacey Shrimp joins me. We're talking about Child Protective Services. Do they always protect the child? We'll be right back.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
You're listening to Railside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-GRILL-JOE. But I don't, you know what, I was going to take calls, but let's not take any calls. I'm not even really reading some of your comments, because I want to get through this. I want Stacy to be able to tell his story. I want you to hear what he's going through, and I want to give you, you know, not just give him encouragement and hope, but some of you are going through this too. You need to know you can fight this. It's not a dead issue. You need to keep plugging away for your kids. Stacy Shrimp joins me, and Stacy, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Oh, so much. Thank you so much for, and I thank you, as you said, I thank you on behalf of parents, fathers, mothers, who may not be blessed with some of the relationships I have, who may not be blessed with the experience that I have in fighting various fights. I mean, even with all the experience I have, this is not easy. This is my son we're talking about.
Right.
This is a little bit different from fighting for public policy beliefs. So, but still, I have a wealth of experience, you know, years of experience as an activist. So, but what about those who don't have that? What about those who didn't have their savings that I was able to, you know, put together over the years that at least put me in a position to get in the fight and stay in the fight? So I feel at this point, to whom much is given, much is required, I can't just fight for me and my son. This is, I'm fighting for my son,
yep,
but I'm not just fighting for my son. Not
agreed.
Anymore.
No, agreed. You know, you were talking about the attorney. Now, during the break, we were talking about a phone call that you got and a few other things, and I don't want to hit that exactly right this second, but, you know, I said to you, somebody knows someone. Because none of this adds up, and I know you not to be an embellisher, okay, or a liar, as the street calls it. But see, you can't have all these things line up the way they do, and she gets off scot-free, and you're the one the light is on. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And you know what? Let me play this clip, because I want people to hear in her voice, like, you know what, you Stacey, you're not going to win. That's what she sounds like. And when you hear that, I mean, it is, I got to tell you, it's infuriating to me to no end, because it's, I've been, not deep into it as you are, but I've kind of been in your shoes. And I know other guys that were in your shoes, and it's so frustrating because you're fighting the law. So we'll talk about what happened when she made this call. You had called CPS. Set this phone call up. Go ahead.
Bottom line is, 2 weeks ago, my son came to me during a visit. I've severely swollen his eye cut. It was watering throughout the entire visit. I asked the worker, because by the way, they got me under supervised visits for some reason, but so the worker was with me the entire time. The worker told me, well, his mother said that he threw a toy, and that's how he injured his eye, because he threw a toy and the toy hit him. I'm like, yeah, okay. So the worker told me to actually file a complaint. And I did so. And so a few days after my filing the complaint about that, she gave me a call to tell me how she feels about it.
All right. So let me play. But the tone in her voice, the way she comes across, is like, I could fill in the blanks and say, hey, I know too many people down there. Ain't nothing going to happen. Deal with it. So take a listen.
I know we have a meeting in Detroit.
Hold on for a second, sweetheart. Hold on for a quick second. Hold on. Hello?
When you say keep calling CPS, gonna do something, I hope they clean up and you go to prison.
What?
Hello?
What'd you say?
Pardon me?
So, Stacey is, for those of you who can't put that all together, it's kind of hard, but Stacey's having a conversation with somebody he's doing business with. And he gets a phone, you know, gets another phone call, as we all do. He clicks that in, and immediately she goes off on what she hopes that CPS will do to him. And they ain't going to do nothing. So she already knows what's happening. She already knows from the inside what's going on. And he's got it on audio. And she hung up immediately, you could tell, because then he lost the connection to her, right?
Absolutely. By the way, that recording I sent to CPS, they still didn't do anything.
God. your attorney is going to have to be an animal. But you got other things. All right, so let's go down this. Again, the kid shows up, right? Your child shows up with a problem with his eye, and you get blamed for it. Shows up. You don't have control of it or anything.
She tried to blame me for it, but fortunately, there was a CPS worker there with me. But when she ended up having to take my son to the doctor because they forced her to, she went to the doctor and told the doctor that I injured his eye. It happened during my watch, and I was able to get a copy of the medical record. So fortunately for me, someone was with me and saw that he was injured already when he got to me. Or otherwise, they certainly would have tried to pin it on me. But she basically called me to thumb her nose up at me to let me know CPS is on my side. They're not going to do nothing to me no matter what you do.
So your son now, so he has the swollen eye. She lied on you. They would have run with that without a major problem, right? And then there's been other things that have gone down, like you not being able to get a copy of the lie detector test.
right, to be able to make your claim. So right now, they're still trying to keep this child, still trying to terminate your parental rights. But under what, for what reasons? How are they trying to make that happen?
Not only have they not necessarily provided any reason, and listen, folks, at some point I have no problem providing documentation for Joe to post on his website because I'm that transparent. He can he can post the transcript, the petition, my drug test. I'm totally cool with that. Listen, they refuse to even answer my request for discoveries. They basically don't want to have to prove their case. They keep trying to force the court to let them get past having to demonstrate why they even want to terminate my parental rights. They really don't have a case, folks. And they even put in a motion to the Michigan Court of Appeals this morning asking the Court of Appeals to stop the judge from making them have to show material facts as to why they're trying to do this to me. They don't want to do it.
Well, here's the thing I find it. So the judge, do you believe the judge is finally seeing some of the things that are happening?
Absolutely. Judge Beam, it's funny, you know, in the family court, we may have had our differences, but I'll say this, during this entire proceeding, she's been kind of, you know, patient and she's listening to everything. She reads everything. I can say that about my judge. She reads everything. And she usually comes back into the courtroom pretty prepared. And so as we've gone a little further down the line, I think she seems to see that they can't win this in trial. She sees that. And so basically she's telling them, don't waste my court's time. She's basically letting them know that. She wanted this to go into mediation, you know, because she knows that this is going to be a circus if it goes to trial. But the prosecutor continues to try to avoid providing any proof. And by the way, let me say this before we go. 2 weeks ago, the judge ordered the prosecutor to make sure, per my attorney's request, to make sure my son was drug tested because I kept saying, listen, sooner or later this woman's going to kill my son, either physically or through the drug exposure, sooner or later. And the judge granted my attorney's motion or granted my attorney's request that my child be drug tested 2 weeks ago. Do you know 2 weeks later my son has still not been drug tested? They still refuse to enforce that?
Wow. But I'm not surprised. I'm amazed, but I'm not surprised. And this is what happens. Somebody's made a mistake somewhere, or somebody, an egregious mistake, or somebody knows someone. Somebody's got a friend in that organization, because there's no way in the world, unless you're the master liar, there's no way in the world that these things could be happening, and they're still siding on the part of the mother. I just find this amazing. What's your attorney say?
My attorney believes this thing will be dismissed at the end of the day if we can even get to that point where the judge can make a decision upon it. But the prosecutor continues to try to avoid that. Basically, the prosecutor has put in a motion to the Court of Appeals today hoping to stall this case for the next 18 months to 2 years. He put in a request for a stay, and he put in a request to not have to do anything. He wants the Court of Appeals to take it over. He basically just trying to buy time. And I'm thinking they're hoping that by doing so, if the Court of Appeals approves it, then now I got to spend another $1,500 to $2,000 to fight them in the Court of Appeals just to get back to the Seventh Judicial Circuit Court for the judge to finally make a decision or go to trial. So, you know what they try to do? They try to drain your resources. They try to beat you down and break you down, hoping that you'll quit, give up, or possibly react and do something stupid that would justify them doing what they tried to do from the beginning. But my friends, they counted on me doing that. Guess what? They counted wrong.
And they're using your tax money to do it. That's what I tell people. It's like, you know what? Right? I mean, think about that. They're using your tax money, my tax money. They've got endless resources when they make a mistake to cover their butts. So I don't know. But here's the thing. Where can they find out more information about this if they want to help you? You know, because you know what, Stacey? Some people may have a few extra bucks they want to give you to help out. They want to see you come through on this. Or maybe there's somebody listening in your state that might be able to help. So quickly, tell people how they can help you.
Hey, And you can find me on my public page at Stacy Swift. That's S-T-A-C as in cat Y. Last name Swift. S-W-I-M as in Mary. P as in Pal. That is my public page. And also that is my Twitter. Folks, I want you to know that I just created a new 501c4 called Reach for Us, which is intended to be an organization that fights not just for me and my son, but for all who are being oppressed by this big government who is seeking to destroy families.
You know how this works. We're up against it. Hey, when we come back in the next hour, we're going to talk about the Maryland shooting and how a good guy with a gun stopped something massively bad from happening. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Sight on GCN Live. We'll be right back.